This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. On the western slope, two people are still missing after a house fire in Old Snowmass early this morning. One person was injured. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office says four people were in the home when it caught fire and that one of the residents was injured while trying to reach the two people sleeping on the second floor. An investigation into the fire is ongoing. Colorado State University undergraduate students can expect a 2% tuition hike next year. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
That means in-state undergraduates would pay an extra $200 per year. That brings total tuition to almost $13,000 a year. Out-of-state undergraduate tuition would rise 3% to over $37,000. The budget also includes a 3% salary increase for faculty and staff at the CSU campuses in Fort Collins and Pueblo. CSU's Board of Governors approved the increase last week. The university's campuses serve more than 60,000 students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Those who believe they have been falsely convicted of a crime can now apply to have their case reviewed through a new unit in the Denver District Attorney's Office. The Conviction Review Unit launched this month. It will work with defense counsels to investigate an applicant's claims. Clemency applications from the governor's office and requests for review of long sentences will also be accepted. Family members can also apply on behalf of an inmate. This is CPR News. It's 5:06 right now in Denver. It is 96 degrees, partly cloudy, but still pretty sunny, so make sure to drink water.